Good morning and welcome to Local Business Focus. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is Andy Cahill from Andy Kay, proud station sponsor. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Now, today we're talking about choosing a niche as a designer. So can you give me an idea of what would be the first steps if you're a designer and you've been, you know, just taking clients here, there and everywhere, if you're in your mind thinking, I think I need to specialise, I need to niche down, what's the first thing I would do?
The first thing to do is work out what you like doing as far as the design goes. Design is very wide and varied. You can do everything from digital, 3D, animation, print work, the whole lot. So you work out what it is you like doing and what it is that you're actually good at, and usually they're pretty much the same thing.
So instead of doing all things, specialise in 3D, specialise in print. Is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about, yes. So work out your style that you like doing. If you like drawing, then try and find something aimed very specifically with drawing in mind. Because if you enjoy doing it, you're more likely to be good at it.
I guess you could get quite overwhelmed thinking, you know, I've completed my study and now I have to do all of this, but there are some areas I wasn't that fond of.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good way.
Yeah, a good way to specialise. So a bit like a doctor, you can decide to be a GP and then you're all things to everybody, or you can specialise and narrow down and say, okay, I just want to be a neurosurgeon.
Mm-hmm.
So graphic design is the same. You can be a generic graphic designer and do a little bit of everything, or you can find out what it is that you're good at, what it is you really like, and just specialise in that area. And when somebody needs something very specific, like a caricature, they can come to you and say, this is what I need, this is your specialty, and I need it done perfectly.
Do you often find that designers will work in collaboration with other designers?
Oh, most definitely. That's the best way of being in a niche, is you can then, you do your own little bit, and then somebody else does their bit, or they use your elements to then build a full website. So you might have some specific design elements that you've created, and then somebody else will use them in a online game or an app or a website.
And that's sort of an agreement between the designers for those licenses, is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you either, there's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can contract a client, a client contracts you, and then you can actually contract other people to provide you with the elements that you need, and then you project manage the entire thing. Or you can be one of those people that is contracted just to supply the element. You'll be paid for the service that you provide, and then you get to see the finished product eventually when it's done.
Okay, so let's talk about niching down into an industry. Is it the same way as what we would go about if we're niching down into a certain area of design?
Pretty much the same, yes. You find an industry that you feel comfortable with, that you enjoy being in. And often it's something that you might do as a hobby. For example, my hobby is motorsport, so I niche down into that area, motorsport and all the industries around it. By niching down into a specific area or industry that you know well, you then speak the same language and you know the target audience, probably because you are the target audience, because you're going to buy the product from that person.
Right.
So it makes you understand what is needed and what is going to work, what sort of a design is going to work.
And that sort of brings us into clients choosing a particular designer as well.
It works both ways, yes. So it works to the client's advantage if they can pick somebody who understands their industry, then obviously that designer is then going to understand what is required and going to give them a much better result.
So what are some questions I should ask if I'm trying to find a graphic designer for my business? What's the first thing I should be asking?
Probably find out what their style is, and what their niche industry is, what their likes and dislikes are. Maybe ask them about their hobbies or their extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about, making a great big lifelong friendship, but do get to know them as a person and what they're like. And that way you'll see whether they're a good enough fit. It's like interviewing for somebody to be employed at your business. You want to know a little bit more about them, not just what they do.
Now, you mentioned styles. Are there set categories for styles, or does it sort of have the lines blurred? Like how we mentioned sort of modern or...
Yeah, there are some set styles, but the lines are very blurred. As a creative, people tend to be very creative, and they will mix their mediums and do different. For example, I do painting, drawing. I create things with leftover metal bits that I find in the junk. Everyone has still a very creative side, but then they will specialise in a specific area. So they might like to do caricatures, or they might prefer to do digital photography or manipulation, something like that. So they'll have their set area.
Mm-hmm. So it's good for a client to be prepared before approaching a designer, but not be too prepared?
Yes, have an idea of what your likes and especially dislikes are. But don't think that you have to know exactly what you want. You can say, look, I know what I don't like, but I really don't know what's going to work for me. And that's where having a designer that's in your industry or understands your industry can give you a bit better advice, because they've dealt with probably your competitors and say, well, so-and-so did it this way. I think if we did this, that or the other, it'll work for you as well.
Now, that's wonderful advice. So, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Local Business Focus. Andy Cahill from Andy Kay, proud station sponsor.
Thank you.